So it's finished in Treviso. Benetton 18, Connacht 14. A try on the last play of the game, getting the win for Treviso. They get 4 points. Connacht get 1 point. And the battle of the two sides, both chasing a win in this game, went the way of the Italians. Alan Deegan with me. Connacht fought pretty hard in this game, and they got themselves into a position where they were leading with, you know, maybe 70 seconds to go, but they weren't able to see it out.
Yeah, it was much better performance, especially compared to last week's performance. I think if they'd performed this week the way they did last week, they might have won a game last week, but certainly they showed a lot more fight. They showed what people are looking for from a Connacht side, which is get stuck in, fight, keep going, keep working no matter what. Got themselves into a winning position, but then unfortunately a lapse in concentration at the end saw a hole open, and Benetton managed to get a score with the last play, and there was nothing Connacht could do at that stage.
It wasn't a very high quality game, a lot of errors. Connacht went 10-0 down early. Mendy with a try, converted by Umaga, and Umaga penalty. But they did fight their way back in. Niall Murray in for a try, which was converted, 10-7 at half time, and 10-7 for a long period in the second half. Connacht had opportunities in the first half, but the second half they were mostly defending but not being asked a lot of questions.
No, it started to spit rain over there. We didn't get too much of it on TV. TV always had its manages to hide things like rain, but it did get a bit damp, which makes it easier to defend. And the team without the ball was actually doing better in both cases. For when Benetton didn't have the ball, they seemed to be quite comfortable in their defending. But when Cian Prendergast got across the line with about 3 or 4 minutes to go, and he was the epitome of the Connacht performance, and that he worked so hard all day, he kept going, he kept working, and shouldn't really have got across the game, the try line, but did. You thought Connacht have a real good chance here. All they have to do is defend and hold on and stay alive. Unfortunately, you have a situation where that little extra bit of quality that you had from on the Benetton team with a lot of international players just gave them that little bit extra at the end that they needed to get over the gain line and get over the try line. And as I say, it was a lapse in concentration on the defensive side, and that's what it was always going to be in a very low scoring game, because games with Benetton, they are the lowest scoring team in the league, but they also let in the least amount of points in the league, and we saw that today.
Yeah, it was 10-7 up until the 68th minute when Umaga kicked a penalty to make it 13-7. Prendergast got in for that try, which was converted. So Connacht led 14-13. In the meantime, Jack Carty had missed a penalty early in the second half, cost 3 points. And Umaga went for a peculiar sort of drop goal from nearly from the Connacht 10-metre line, which went wide. But in the end, Isidore got in for that try on essentially, it was the last play of the game. There's about 30 seconds left. Connacht have done that this season, Alan, on 3 occasions now. They've lost on the last play in Edinburgh, which cost them a draw. They lost on the last play at home to Leinster, which cost them a win. And now they've lost on the last play of this game, which has cost them a win. If you add up the points from that, it's probably about 7 points. And that might be the 7 points that means they don't get into the top eight. But they are still alive. But 5 games left, they've now got to win 4 of them. They've got to win 2 home games. They've got Zebre at home, and they have the Stormers at home. They're away to the Dragons. Zebre and the Dragons are the 15th and 16th teams. Stormers aren't a particularly good side travelling, but the but is there's 2 Interpros away, 1 in Munster, 1 in Leinster. They've got to win at least one of them. It looks like it. 11 wins is the minimum that you see getting into the top 8.
Oh, absolutely. And when you look at what Leinster did to the team in second place last night, you know, sticking 40 odd points on the Bulls, who had been playing great rugby, you can't see the win coming up in Dublin. So, you know, they'd really be looking at winning down in Munster. It's a huge ask. It's the top 2 inches that seems to be the problem for Connacht. They do everything else very, very well. They've got all the facilities they need. They've got all the facilities of a top quality team. They've got an awful lot of players who are top quality players, but that top 2 inches, lack of belief, whatever it is, lack of faith in themselves, lack of, I don't know, but it's something that they're missing that they need to find, and they need to find it fast.
Yeah, look, it's a frustration. It's a frustration all season. I mean, today's performance was a lot better. There was players who stood out. Cian Prendergast was the best player for Connacht, maybe the best player on the pitch. Did an awful lot of work. I thought Andrew Smith did very well defensively. Attacking wise, there's a few question marks. Shane Bolton came on and made a huge change. Dermot Kilgallen went off with what looks a nasty looking shoulder injury. Bolton came on and put in a really good performance. But talk to me first about Cian Prendergast.
Yeah, he just doesn't stop. He doesn't know how to stop. If Ireland are looking for a replacement for Peter O'Mahony, to me, it's Cian Prendergast. He's angry. He plays angry. He plays with energy. He's disruptive. Nothing. Anytime he's anywhere close to the ball, which is quite a lot of the time, he causes mayhem. Now, he does have a very good partner in Seamus Hurley-Langton, who's another one not far behind him in that set of anger and playing the game really hard and really difficult. It was great to see Paul Boyle back today, and he did quite well for an awful lot of the game, but then ran out of steam because he's just coming back for an injury. So you're looking at a really solid back row. Second row went a lot better today as well. But for me, one of the biggest differences was Jack Carty. Jack Carty had his best game in a long time. I know he missed a fairly straightforward kick, but the rest of his game, well, he did miss a kick to touch as well, but we won't talk about that. The rest of his game, he was turning the opposition. He was making them think about the game. It wasn't just a case of shoveling the ball along the line, which we seem to have been doing for the last two or three games. So there was a bit more to Connacht today with Jack, but he needs to keep playing like that and better if Connacht have any chance of getting into the playoffs.
Next week, different competition, different scenarios. Connacht are in Pau in the south of France to play Pau. Interesting, the Lions go to Benetton. If the Lions win that and Connacht win in France, it's a home quarter final for Connacht. If the Lions win and Pau win, it'll be in Pau. And if Benetton win, and it doesn't matter who wins, they will have the home game. It's a totally different competition. Can they just take that as a totally different? They need a totally different response in what is it's just a complete knockout. It's either win or go home.
Absolutely, and Connacht love going to France. Connacht do really well in France. Not quite so much when they get to quarterfinal stages. They haven't won too many games down there. They have played Pau before, back way in the dim and distant past. I think the only connection between the two teams now is Tim Allnutt, the team manager, played both games in back in 2003 or 2004, I think it was. So you're looking at a situation where this is our brand new team. And when two brand new teams haven't played against each other for a long time, it tends to lead for a much more open game. I believe the forecast is quite good for next week. Should be warm, should be plenty of sunshine, which means, you know, they could end up playing some rugby that they've been trying to play all season but haven't had the conditions to play, because as we all know, living in this part of the world, it's been a pretty wet and windy winter in Galway and in Ireland in general, and maybe we'll see a bit more from them. And certainly there's a freedom to playing in a cup competition where you're not expected to win.
So that's the story of this afternoon. It's a defeat for Connacht, 18 points to 14. They have lost away to Benetton. There's a lot for them to think about. It's another game that's got away. Next week, it's Pau. It's Sunday afternoon. It's 5:30 p.m. Irish time. Self and Alan will be down there in the south of France to bring you that game. Hopefully it's a better quality game than we had today, and hopefully it's a better result for Connacht. But from here in the TG Carr Studios, where we've covered the game for Galway Bay, it's cheerio and talk to you again soon.